I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. I'm joined in the studio today with Nick Morgan. You may know Nick from his day job. He's a recruiter for a finance and accounting company. But more likely, you know him for his other job.
My name is Nick Morgan, and I am a co-founder of Glass City Improv. We offer improv classes to the community and do monthly performances at the Valentine Studio A Theater. We're created just over a year ago after a few of us connected teaching classes through the Toledo Rupp Theater. And it's really blossomed. It's been really amazing.
Glass City Improv may have begun a year ago, but improv for Nick began back in 2001 when he lived in Chicago.
I had always had sort of a secret interest in theater or performing and comedy, and I never had the courage to really try it. So I took one theater class in college, and when I moved to Chicago, I knew there'd be opportunities there to explore that a little bit. And I had heard of a place called The Second City, which is a very famous comedy theater that has produced the likes of Tina Fey and Mike Myers and Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell. And I called and signed up for a class, and it just blew my mind. I'd never seen comedy that was so smart and so fast. And then to watch them improvise was a whole different animal. So I fell in love watching it and finally signed up for a class.
Nick's journey to teaching his own improv class took some time. After Chicago, he moved to D.C., lived there for about a year and a half before coming home. He was born in Sylvania. And even then, teaching an improv class was not on the horizon until he got connected with the Toledo Rep.
And looking back, if I had, and myself and my two current performing partners, I think would agree, if at any point we had tried to plan any of this as to where we're at right now, it would not have happened. I'm certain we would have failed. So
it was a total surprise.
Yeah. It is sort of on a meta level. It's very improvisational in that, you know, improv in its purest form, it's just like a staircase being built. It's just one step at a time. It is building on the last idea that you've heard. There are people that have a tendency in improv to step out on stage with fully formed ideas as to what they want this scene to be about. And that is not really in the spirit of improv. It is, you know, offering a new piece of information based on what was just said, and as an ensemble, sort of making the discoveries as to where this thing goes. So that's sort of what we're doing with this. We have no plans, you know, outside of the next like 2 months of when to start our next classes. So
throughout our interview, I noticed Nick likes to make the connection between the practice of improv with the practice of daily life. It's a metaphor almost. But to understand the metaphor, we first have to understand the rules or the etiquette of improv.
We always remind our level one class that you're not here to focus on getting laughs. It's an inherent byproduct of improvising. Tina Fey has a quote, you know, human beings and human interaction is interesting and funny, and that's enough. Like, it's going to be funny, and that's what improvising is, spontaneous human interaction on stage. It can really derail improv scenes sometimes when somebody just goes for the laugh and it's outside the context of the scene that's been set up. So we hammer it home with our students that we're not teaching you how to be funny. We're not teaching you comedy. We're going to teach you how to improvise. And the laughter, it'll be there. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
But still the question remains, how do you teach that to a class?
A lot of it is reinforcing good habits. We, as human beings, I think, inherently want to say no. We want to avoid conflict. We want to defend ourselves when accused of something. So when you're on stage, it's a safe place to do the opposite of all those things. We say yes to everything. An accusation is an invitation. So if somebody says, you are the loudest person I've ever heard at a baseball game, if I'm in a scene with somebody and that's their first line to me, I'm thinking, what a gift. You know, our human inclination, I think, is to defend ourselves. Like, you know, what are you talking about? Whereas in an improv scene, that is a great gift you've just been given, and you've been given permission to be the loudest person at this baseball game.
There's something that sounds almost therapeutic about that, training your brain to work against what has been socially ingrained in you. And this doesn't come as much as a surprise to Nick, as this is one of the main reasons why he loves improv.
So, you know, you asked me about when I first got into it. It was, again, purely for comedic. It was a comedic outlet. But I, since teaching classes in Toledo, am a huge believer in how much of an impact it can have on individuals and groups of people, and how it can be utilized as a communication tool, team building tool, and all that stuff. So it's really amazing. It's that feeling you get when you're with a close group of friends and you sort of fall into the old patterns where you almost talk in shorthand and inside jokes are flying around and you're just making each other laugh and you're sharing memories. It is sort of a shortcut to that relationship. When you go to an improv class, you're a bunch of strangers, but you're all terrified and you're terrified of the same thing. Like, there's a connection made when you face that shared fear together. And then when the result of that is laughter and everybody's laughing, it creates this very deep, very quick connection. There's an old comedian named Victor Borga. This quote is always attributed to him. I think he said it. And that is that laughter is the shortest distance between two people. And I think improv is a great example of that.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.